When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world, it smiles with you. When you're laughing, babe, when you're laughing.
Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We just got through tax season, buddy. Is the pain over yet?
We'll find out when the assessments come.
That's right. What happens when those assessments come? So what happens if you get assessed now? I mean, this is stage two. If you get assessed and you disagree with CRA's assessment of your tax return, you know, what happens? What do you have to do? Now, we've got Jamie Golan back here. He's a managing director of tax and estate planning at CIBC Financial Planning and Advice to help us understand this process, because it is a process and there's some specific steps that people need to be aware of. First of all, Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
So let's start there. What happens if you get assessed and you disagree with the assessment from CRA? What do you have to do?
Yeah, there's a few things you can do. Some are formal, some are informal. I would say don't panic. I mean, in most cases, you can usually resolve the issue. But there are certain legal rights that you ultimately have to protect. So you can try informally phoning and writing a letter and doing all that stuff. But at the end of the day, the only way to legally object is by filing what's called a notice of objection. So there's actually a form on the internet. You can just Google it, CRA, Notice of Objection. It's the T-400A. You don't actually have to use the form. You could actually send a letter in, but you know, we recommend using the form. It's a simple form. And you have to pay attention to legal deadline. The deadline is 1 year from your filing due date or 90 days after your assessment, whatever is later. So in a typical situation, let's say they disagree with something that you've claimed, and they write you a letter, and you have a chance to explain it, but at the end of the day, they just reassess you. So, again, the deadline is very important. You have to file legally that objection by the deadline. And typically speaking, if you're filing your return by April 30th, you'd have till April 30th of the following year. However, if they come back like 3 years later and they reassess your 2018 return, then you only have 90 days because it's over a year past the deadline. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you really have to pay attention to that deadline. If you miss the deadline, theoretically, you can still apply for an extension, but then they could deny your extension. So you got to protect your rights.
And if you don't, there are some consequences. These are legal rights. You've used the word several times. If you don't follow the deadlines and the process, what happens?
Well, you can be out of luck. So you might have the best case in the world and justify and have all the receipts and justifying your expense claims and everything's perfect. But if you miss a deadline and CRA refuses to extend it for whatever reason, that was you didn't have a valid reason or you just forgot or you didn't know, and there's no valid reason, then even though you might have a good case, your case can't be heard, and the CRA has no power to change it. So you really can't object at that point if you miss the deadline. So very, very important to pay attention to the deadline.
Yeah, Jamie, what kind of disagreements are you most likely to get reconsidered by the CRA?
I think most common ones that we see, of course, are expenses. We see people that are either employees that are writing off certain employment expenses that they believe are deductible. In many cases, they're actually not deductible. People are paying for, like, you know, parking to work, transportation to work, special clothing for work, you know, like very questionable stuff. In some cases, those are audited and those are disagreed or and in other cases, they're business owners that are self-employed or they're professionals like doctors or lawyers or other types of independent professionals, and they're writing off expenses. And some of them are a bit aggressive, and they don't have justifiable business purposes. We see, you know, meals and entertainment, you know, regularly CRA is asking for proof of not just the receipts, but, you know, who did you actually have lunch with, and what was the business purpose? And if all you have a bunch of credit card receipts or a credit card statement, that's usually not good enough. And so these are the kind of things that most often cause conflict that we see on a personal basis.
So here's one of the fears I think a lot of people have. If you disagree or you object and you get into a dispute with CRA, Jamie, what's CRA's memory on this? Is this going to be a long-term, is there a long-term consequence to this? Are you going to get audited every year? You know, what should people be aware of there?
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, look, it depends on how you resolve the situation. If you're self-employed and they're denying expenses, and you're not successful, then yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they come back regularly because, you know, they're looking for this stuff, right? And they usually don't just do 1 year, they do 2 or 3 years. That being said, like, I've been audited the last couple of years in a row. They ask for random things like donation receipts. They ask for, you know, medical expenses. They ask me. They ask me for my public transit passes. And, you know, each year I send in the stuff. And then, you know, months later I get a letter saying, no problem. And but I seem to get picked also, you know, randomly. And these aren't really full-blown audits where they want, you know, justification for everything on my return. But they are asking, you know, certain types of questions. So, you know, it's really nothing to panic. It's sort of a pain. Hopefully the CRA can be more strategic in terms of selecting, you know, who they audit, in terms of the dollar amounts and, you know, wasting people's time. The interesting thing is just this week they introduced a consultation process where they actually want feedback. We can talk about that on another show. But basically, you can actually go online now and give your feedback to the CRA as part of a public consultation process. A report's going to be issued in the fall that really allows you to give feedback on what's working, what's not working, what you want improvements on at the CRA from a service perspective.
Well, that'll be it'll be interesting. We should talk about that in the fall, what the results are. Jamie, we know your schedule's tight. We're going to let you go at that point. I just want to thank you for shedding some light on what the next step in the process is if you don't agree with the reassessment that you get from the CRA.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks again.
Been joined by Jamie Golombek, Managing Director, Tax and Estate Planning at CIBC Financial Planning and Advice. Tax is an important issue for everybody, clearly, right? Nobody lives on pre-tax income. We live on after-tax income. The tax code seems to get more complicated, not easier.
Correct.
Right? And it's changing constantly, and people have to just keep abreast of this or, again, work with a tax professional to ensure that you're getting the right structure and advice.
And what I think people have to remember about when you use a professional, that if you get reassessed, if you're asked to provide information and you send that to your tax professional, there's going to be more costs.
Right.
You're paying for labor. You're paying for them
sure.
to do the work for you. And
yep.
so be aware of these things. It's a pain in the butt, like Jamie said, but these are the things. And also having some basic understanding of how tax works, right? Like you mentioned, you can't write off your outfit, Dave,
yep.
because of where you work and so forth. You're not allowed to do
right.
that, right? In some jobs you can.
Right.
In many you cannot.
Right.
So you got to know the rules of what you're doing. Don't try to push it through for. I've seen individuals that say, let's try it and see what happens. And then when that happens, they're frustrated.
Right.
It's time consuming. There's cost. So just understand some of the basic rules. If you're a business owner, what you can and cannot do. Understand the rules as an investor.
Mm-hmm.
What's taxable? What's not taxable? Mm-hmm. That gets very frustrating
mm-hmm.
over time. And then also when you're looking for deductions or credits to be utilized. We are in an honor system tax break program. Like you just basically have to disclose after the fact. There's no one asking for this information in advance.
Right.
And so when you disclose on an honor system, they do have the right to query you and ask you, well, prove it. So
right.
I think people need to be aware of that. And at the end of the day, we want the right people paying the right amount of tax over the long term, because that benefits everybody.
Yeah. And you know, Jamie used the word aggressive. And so there's a range. Remember the range of things that you can submit and not. And as you said, in some cases it's permissible. In some cases it's not permissible. But you do have the ability to make a case for that, right? Even if it's reassessed and the CRA says no, you can say, well, here's my case why. And, you know, who knows how it works out. It just depends on the individual circumstances.
But there is a process.
Yes.
You need to follow it.
Yep.
Get advice. Get tax advice on this if you're going to put an objection or when you're filing your taxes.
Yeah. Okay. We got to wrap it up here. We're going to have I made the comment earlier that nobody lives on pre-tax income. We live on after-tax income. And so tax becomes an important piece of the overall planning mechanism when you're going through and doing a lifestyle and a financial plan,
yeah.
right? Because we did a show not too long ago about all the different kinds of income that you may have in retirement, okay, versus maybe what you had as T4 income when you were, you know, employment income when you were working.
Correct.
And so there's a complexity to determining how and where you should be taking cash flow from a tax perspective. We want to talk about that at our upcoming seminar.
And that'll be on Tuesday, May 14th, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400, or go online to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Are you guessing at your retirement number? Well, stick around after the break. We're going to discuss that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.